analyst come up to describe the bill, but before we do that, I'll read our required language. Our first sunset review today is for the hemodialysis program. The sunset hearing concerning the continuation of the program is held in accordance with the Colorado Revised Statutes, Section 24-34-1046. The purpose of this hearing is to determine whether there's a public need for the continued existence of the program and if its regulation is the least restrictive regulation consistent with the public interest. This determination is based on the factors specified in Section 24-34-1046B, Colorado Revised Statutes. And with that, if we could have the DORA analyst come forward. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Welcome back, Ms. Lockwood. You can get started whenever you're ready.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, committee members. Once again, I'm Jennifer Lockwood with the Colorado Office of Policy Research and Regulatory Reform, here today to present you with a sunset review of the regulation of hemodialysis clinics and technicians. This is a Title 24 sunset review, which is a year-long comprehensive sunset review. This type of review has 14 statutory criteria under which the program is evaluated. This regulatory program is scheduled to repeal on September 1 of 2026 unless continued by the General Assembly, and COPPER has conducted an evaluation of the program prior to repeal as was required by statute. In Colorado, clinics that provide hemodialysis services are licensed by the Acute Care Section within the Division of Health Facilities and Emergency Medical Services at the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. The program licenses outpatient hemodialysis clinics to ensure that they meet state and federal safety standards, including water quality and infection control. While hemodialysis technicians are not licensed by the state, they are required by law to be credentialed by a national program and to work under the supervision of a physician or registered nurse, and technician credentials are also verified as a part of the clinic licensing process. Currently, Colorado has 83 licensed clinics and 1,287 procedure stations serving approximately 5,000 residents. In fiscal year 23-24, the division expended approximately $231,000 to implement the program. Recommendation number one is to continue the regulation of hemodialysis clinics and technicians for 11 years until 2037. For patients utilizing hemodialysis services, the ability to receive treatment is often life-sustaining. So as a result, it's critical that hemodialysis services be readily available, consistent, and safe. The division's administration of the program protects consumers from harm by imposing clinic licensure requirements and verifying technician credentials to ensure that hemodialysis services continue to be delivered with minimal competency and maintain alignment with federal requirements. The division also administers and enforces applicable laws by reviewing complaints and may discipline licensed clinics for violations, including potential revocation for severe violations. Through the application of the regulatory framework established, the division provides effective oversight in order to protect the public interest. So for this reason, we recommend that the General Assembly continue the regulation of hemodialysis clinics and technicians for 11 years until 2037. This recommendation was formulated through the application of the first sunset criteria. And with that, Madam Chair, I'd be happy to answer any questions that the committee might have regarding the report.
Thank you. Questions from the committee? Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you so much. Question on how you got to the 11 years with everything changing in healthcare, state level, federal level. It's no surprise to this body. I would want shorter years. So I'm just curious how you got to 11.
Ms. Lockwood.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Representative. So through the course of the sunset review, very few issues are raised and no additional recommendations outside of the continuation recommendation were made. Additionally, there were no non-compliance issues identified, as well as no disciplinary action occurring during the years under review. So for these reasons, we determined that 11 years would be a sufficient length of time for continuance.
Any other questions from the committee? Okay, seeing none, we can move to witness testimony, but I think we only have one other person, right? But for questions only. Okay, we have Francile Bites from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, and then Chris Schwab. Wonderful. If you both want to come up, and I know your questions only, correct? Okay, great. Wonderful. Thank you for joining us. If we want to start with Ms. Bites, and you introduce yourself, the organization that you represent, and you have 2 minutes.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Francile Bates. I'm a
By the plug, it's a tiny little, the amount of
gray button.
A small little gray. There we go.
Thank you
so much. Madam Chair, members of the committee, thank you for the opportunity to speak today. My name's Francile Bates. I'm a policy advisor with the Health Facilities and Emergency Medical Services Division at the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. And I had the pleasure of working with Ms. Lockwood during the Sunset Review to help facilitate her review of our oversight of the hemodialysis clinics and technicians. And I'm here on the department's behalf today to speak in support of the recommendation in the Sunset Report to extend the regulation of hemodialysis clinics and technicians for 11 years to 2037. As the report mentions, rather than the department licensing and overseeing individual dialysis technicians, it's the responsibility of the dialysis clinic to ensure that they are employing the properly credentialed technicians. The department then checks to make sure that the clinics are meeting their responsibility as part of our survey related to licensing and oversight of the dialysis clinics. And the dialysis technician requirements in statute are consistent with the federal requirements, which is important as these facilities are also certified by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And additionally, as the report mentioned, we have not had issues with clinics failing to ensure that the dialysis techs have the appropriate credentials, nor have we seen poor patient outcomes or quality of care concerns related to the training or certification of these techs. The department supports extending this regulation recommended in the Sunset Report. The approach aligns with the department's goals of decreasing patient risk and ensuring the quality of care in regulated facilities, while also leveraging existing processes instead of needing a standalone professional licensing program. And with that, thank you for your time today.
Thank you. Mr. Schwab.
Yes, Chris Schwab, and I was part of the original group in 2007 that got the bill through the State House here. And also, I'm the father of a daughter dealing with kidney disease. And, well, with this two-minute time lapse, you gave me an excuse to go off script here, so I shall. To make it short, I think this is a first-class Band-Aid on a big pile of duty. Yeah, I've got the receipts, shall we say. All right, and I think we're a heck of a lot better than we were back in when my daughter was on dialysis, 2000. We had the highest mortality rate in the industrialized world, at the highest prices, of course. And now we've gone from, horrific 25% down to about 16-17%. And I've got international comparisons to show that's not enough. Anyway, okay, that's my testimony part, and I want to go back to a question I got back in 2012 from Senator Kevin Lundberg of District 15. He said it was ironic that back in the old days with no regulation that we had nurses giving treatment, and now we've got mostly dialysis techs to do it, and we're needing this regulation, and I wanted to tell them the story of how we got there. When it first started, it was cutting-edge technology. People were excited. They wanted to...
I'm sorry, sir. Thank you for your testimony.
Right. Can I hand out some of the handouts I had?
Mr. Shadoon will come around and grab it. Thank you. Right. Appreciate that. Questions from the committee? Yeah. Representative Bradley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Harrison's. That one I was bawling about this morning.
Sir, if you want to finish your testimony, we'd gladly like to hear it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, well, Senator, like I was saying, Senator Lundberg is why we had nurses in the old days and without so much regulation. Like I was saying, we were on a cutting-edge technology. That was cutting-edge technology back then. People were excited. They ran out. Doctors, nurses got these small clinics. And most of them, yeah, they wanted to make a few bucks. But they were also more concerned about care. And then Wall Street saw it, a big pile of money here. And, yeah, a big pile of money. And decided, you know, they were going to get in on this with their for-profit clinics. They went out. They started their for-profit clinics. They ran them like frickin' assembly lines. They kicked out a lot of the experience of nurses and put in their barely trained techs. You know, I had to watch my daughter. Supper at the hands of a barely trained tech. Her very first treatment, you know. So, yeah, I've held a grudge here for about 25 years. And, it was basically somebody off the frickin' street doing it. So, yeah, at least we've taken a step for towards a better treatment. But as you'll see from my paperwork there, we're not anywhere near where we should be. So at least this is a frickin' first-class Band-Aid anyway. But, yeah, if anybody wants to, I've got ideas how it could be improved, but I won't share that now because, well, you're short of time here. I could talk to somebody about it later, maybe. Yeah. Did you see it? Yeah.
Questions from Vice Chair Leader had a question.
Yeah, I was going to actually ask you what you'd like to see improved, and if you want to be short of time, I'll give you my card, and I'll gladly meet with you. My brother was on dialysis for 2 years.
Oh.
Mr. Schwab.
You might know a little bit about it then, maybe a lot about it. What would I do if I could had a magic wand? I would break up these big freaking for-profit companies. I would turn them into small care co-ops. In a care co-op, the patients and the staff have the option of firing the management instead of the other way around. I would put more of an emphasis on home dialysis, which is the best form of treatment if you can't get a transplant, like my daughter did. I don't know. I shouldn't. But I've been a lot luckier than a lot of people. As you see the flyer I gave you there, you saw the death rate even for freaking kids. You know. So yeah, it's yeah. So I've been a lot luckier. I don't know. It still turns me into a big crybaby man, I guess.
Understandably. Yeah. Thank you for that. Any other questions from the committee? Okay. Thank you so much for your testimony. Really appreciate it. And so sorry about your daughter and appreciate your lived experience.
Yeah, I did have one more thing.
Sure.
Okay. I was been in touch with a guy named Tom Mueller, best-selling author. And I wanted to leave off his book, if anybody's interested. I can give it to the chair, I guess.
Sure. Well,
you can read it. Members can read it. Friends, relative, everybody you can find. I'm kind of cheap. Otherwise, I would have bought you all one.
But. Well, thank you for that. Appreciate that, sir. Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you so much for your testimony. Are there others in the audience or online that wish to testify? Okay, with that, our witness testimony is closed. Okay, at this point, we are going to move to introduce the bill, but first, are there any amendments to the bill before introduction? No? No amendments? Okay. We're now ready for a motion to introduce the bill. Would someone like to make a motion?
Do you have a bill number? I move the draft bill on hemodialysis.
As drafted.
As okay. drafted. For now.
Wonderful. Mr. Shadoon, please
second.
Call the... Oh, second.
I got you.
I beat you. I'm sorry. Representative Frey is the second. Okay, Mr. Shadoon, please call the roll.
Representative Bottoms.
Yes.
Bradfield.
Yes.
Bradley.
Pass.
English.
Yes.
Frey.
Yes.
Hamrick.
Yes.
Johnson.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Richardson.
Yes.
Ryden.
Yes.
Stewart.
Yes.
Representative Bradley.
No.
Leader.
Yes.
Madam Chair.
Yes. Passes 12 to 1. The bill will be introduced. And then we need to assign sponsors. Vice Chair Leader has requested to be a sponsor of the bill. And then is there another person that would like to join Vice Chair Leader? Representative Hamrick. Any objections to their sponsorship? Okay, we're good to move forward. Oh, and the chair can, I'm the chair. We'll allow the drafter to have permission to make any technical changes to the bill. Thank you.